12:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois, and attorney Carol Ann Gallagher. My name's Penny Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. And joining me as always to my left is twin brother
Hello.
Billy. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world.
That's me.
Mr. Clayton O'Brien.
Hi.
Hi, gang. Welcome back. Another week of fun. Last week might be the most bizarro episode we've ever had. I would say NC-17. Hooli's Hooli NC-17.
It's weird.
It was pretty weird.
You ever go see an NC-17 movie?
Nah, no. Never.
Liar.
I don't think any of them were any good.
Yeah, that's a good show. Girls was interesting.
No, that was NC-17?
Absolutely.
I don't think was I went and saw that in the theater.
We mentioned Showgirls last week because of Peter. Bill thought that Peter Gallagher had appeared in Showgirls.
Right.
And I'm completely Kyle MacLachlan.
MacLachlan, is that him? Is that his name?
Who I actually saw in a movie called The Flintstones.
Really?
Yes, that my kids were watching. And I thought to myself, wow, that's that guy.
Showgirls.
That's the agent from Showgirls.
The creep from Showgirls.
I don't know what he was in Showgirls. Agent,
he's boyfriend. He was David Lynch's muse in many ways. You know, he's in Blue Velvet. He's in Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Right.
Showgirls.
Right. He's got a face, you know?
You got a face. That's what the agent said when MacLachlan showed up. You've got a face. We'll put you somewhere.
We'll put you in some B-rolls.
Put your pants in the corner. Mm-hmm. We'll start the interview shortly.
Yeah. Bizarre.
That's a callback to the last episode.
Yeah.
Put your pants in the corner. Couldn't help it.
Any progress with that?
No, none yet.
Okay, good.
But it's been on the brain, you know? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be an odd thing if you just did that
every mustache?
Sure, I
just
can do
to
that.
Get ready.
I'm not ready to put my pants in the corner just yet, but I got the stash going.
I got the gold rope chain and a mustache, so I'm ready.
Yeah. People who've never tuned into the show before are absolutely bewildered.
You think there's actually new listeners starting tonight?
I hope so.
I hope every week there are.
Oh, it spreads like wildfire. Everyone's hooked already.
Listen to this show. It's nuts.
This is year number 5.
It is. We're coming right up on it. Actually, this might be the anniversary weekend.
I think we're starting year number 6.
I think there's 50 million people listening.
There are. That's the way we look at it. They all live in our universe, you know?
Yeah, we just finished year number 5.
And we just finished year 5?
I believe so, because this is what, the first, in October.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
You asked me to come on, you know, a couple times, and this is year number 5.
That's right. When did you join the show full time? Like what you
day one.
Day one he came on and
that's
he was
correct.
Doing guys. And
but then we left and did the show live for a couple seasons.
I did, I did some characters.
Yes.
Right. But you guys had already began without, you know, you were already into it probably a couple months or maybe a year even.
No, I think you came out and played a character maybe in our third or fourth week.
Episode?
Yeah.
Yes. Southern Santa. Good call, Mike. I think Southern it was. Santa. Southern Santa
no,
might have been.
No, there was, you played a painter
Terry
too.
Derry.
Terry Derry.
Irish painter, Irish daredevil Terry Derry.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
We were talking about Bono falling off his bike.
That's right.
Yeah, good stuff. Go back and listen to those episodes.
Maybe we might have to call back a bit after the first commercial break. Maybe we bring Irish Terry Derry back to the program. We haven't heard from him in a few years. Take a look back at how he's progressed or how he originated.
Bring some joy into our lives.
Ask him if he's ever seen Showgirls or Joe Esterhaus, you know, books. Dig it, man. Dig it.
What else has been going on with you clowns?
My wife cracked up the car.
Yeah. What's her name? Jeff Gordon?
This week it was. I'm taking the kids to school. I came home from work today. How was your day?
Yeah, I'm having one of those days.
Had a little accident. Having one of those days.
She said,
what happened? She's like, I don't feel great. And, you know, by the way,
she should have turned that whole
big dent in the car.
That whole conversation into a musical. Would that have made you at least laugh if she sung and explained what happened to the car?
That'd be insane. I'm having one of those days. I pulled out too fast. Mikey was yelling.
That would make me angrier, I think.
You know the pole in the parking lot, pole in the parking lot. I hit it a couple times.
Oh, man.
Actually, this is the third time my wife has hit this pole.
It's the same pole?
It's the same one.
You should name it.
He hasn't moved. It's the same guy.
Name it Satan.
Yeah. Kids, watch out for Satan. Don't throw the ball near Satan. Try to keep it on the grass over here.
Draw a little face on it.
You should.
I can come over and do the artwork if you want.
I'll tell the neighbors from the association that we're going to make the pole Satan. Anybody else been hitting the pole?
You guys mind if I put horns on this pole?
Right. I think that maybe there would be a consensus of people that say, yes, I'll probably notice it more.
Do others hit the pole?
I'm sure. There's a pole every like 8 feet in our lot.
Someone got the pole contract.
Every first, yeah, they did. They sure did. Yep. You know who got the pole contract? Kyle MacLachlan.
He had cement poles in his backyard.
He knows all about the pole contract.
He used to work for ComEd.
Ah, the pole contract. I got you. That's a Showgirls reference.
Oh, yes.
You dirty dog.
Yes. The wit and might of the Hoolies Hooli.
I'm having my own car issues, all right? So I don't want to hear it.
What's happening?
I failed the emissions test.
Oh, no.
I'm right there with you, sir.
I wanted to body slam the guy who told me.
What? Yeah, how did that... You know, I'm going through a similar situation.
Here's the thing
myself.
that made it bad is that I'd show up to the joint, and usually there's a huge line or whatever.
Right.
It was empty. I was the only car. And I went right directly from the street, pulled right in into the garage.
Oh, you're like, this guy's going to take his time now.
And I'm like, no, I'm like, this is great. I'll get this done. It's 8 a.m. I can get my day going, whatever.
Yeah, right? Knock it out real quick.
Yeah, and he's like, nope. And I said, give me the papers.
Yeah.
And then I went straight to my car guy, and he's like, yeah, I'll fix all of it and whatever. It's going to take some time.
Right, I can hold it for a few days. That'll be $1,000.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably something.
See,
like that.
I mean, I'm going through the similar thing. I got my check engine soon. Like, my emissions just, you know, I got to go in for it.
Yeah.
And it's like,
my emissions, boss, I got to go in
for
it.
Well, you got to do it. And it's like,
I can't be here right now.
It's like, I'm going to get pulled over if I don't get this done. You know, and you're like, I don't want to have to pay.
Because you need your sticker.
You need the sticker.
I got a temporary, I got an extension.
So what, yeah, right. This is what I think, this is good for listeners to know because I didn't know this either.
I got an extension all the way to the end of February.
Okay. So in your lifetime, though, you get a one-shot deal within the car's lifetime, right?
Just for the car, yeah. If you get a new car, you can do it again.
Okay. So it's just for the under one VIN, you can only ever do it for.
We're talking DMV talk.
But we sure are.
I got to get this done because...
Go ahead.
I got my code. I went to AutoZone. Guy goes, oh, yeah, there's 5 different codes popping up.
Hashtag AutoZone. Had to say it, didn't you?
Yeah.
So Kyle MacLachlan got his start.
But, yeah, you know, I wish that there were...
Before he became a pole contractor. You know?
And we're now an actor.
Right. Yeah, that too.
No, the guy at AutoZone's like, well, you know, that's the thing. It's so vague. It's like, you know, you want people, you have to realize these guys don't care.
And there's too much technology involved, you know? I just want to pull in there in like a 1982 Cadillac and go, everything's, you know? There's no computers involved.
Right. I want to, tell me what's wrong with it right now and fix it. You know, you want it done like that fast and you're like, it's never going
to
happen.
You should have gone to Lincoln Tech.
I should have gone to
Lincoln Tech.
We do talk about auto on this show a lot. Cars.
It's frustrating.
And I'm not even a car guy, but I'm wondering if Tim Allen likes the program, you know?
I'm not a fan.
From Leno?
I'm not a fan of Tim Allen.
Why not?
He's creepy.
Oh, well.
To each his own. What? Give me a Tim Allen.
Allen boomerang right through the top of the show. Wow, 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 wow. Comes back, hits me on the forehead. Dong, pause. Nothing to say.
What did he always used to do in Home Improvement? There you go.
Wasn't he in amateur porn movies?
Could have been.
Amateur porn, Allen.
You know who's in amateur porn movies?
Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah. NC-17. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
I feel like he was in some, like, you know, real cheesy kind of like almost soft porn movies, that MacLachlan guy.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. Yeah, I feel good like I feel it too. I feel it, but I'm not certain.
Well, we could write one about him and he can, be the mechanic, giving out the codes
and everything.
That's the name
of the movie, The Mechanic.
You know what his secret to his great auto work is?
Mm.
He pours buckets of Irish McCann's oatmeal on the engines before he goes and sells the cars.
Soak the engine in oatmeal, please.
If you want to get your emissions through it this winter, consider sprinkling a little McCann's on your tongue before you take it in. It'll give you confidence and it'll give your car extra strength. Show's presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Hagerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Hagerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Hagerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Yeah, go see Mike Hagerty. Welcome back, Hooley's Hooley. Yep, been kind of a wild NC-17 ride as we've taken off flight tonight.
That's your new thing, huh?
I don't know.
That back?
What's that?
The NC-17 reading?
It's there. It's in the cosmos. I don't know. You know, the car gets cracked up. You know, hectic day at work.
Yeah, you're feeling bad.
Am I?
Like bad, like mean. You're feeling mean.
Feeling NC-17.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Bad lieutenant.
Yeah, right. Uncensored.
Right. Anyway, back to the program. I want to bring light and joy to all the radio listeners. You know, it's
yeah.
What
get
I'm
over
here
it.
For.
It's just a bumper. You just know, there's a lot of there's wars going on all over the place.
Right. That's what you have to say to yourself. Keep moving forward. Don't get too angry.
You know.
But it stings. You know what we did over the weekend?
I heard.
We went and saw Pat McGann, who's appeared on this program, comedian Pat McGann, open for Sebastian Maniscalco.
It's awesome.
At the United Center.
Yeah.
All right.
Those guys put a heck of a show on.
They sold it out. Largest comedy crowd in United Center history.
Wow.
Something like 22,000+ people.
Very nice.
And crushed.
Yeah, they killed it.
How does that work? So where's the stage located?
Right in the center of the floor.
Right on the bull's head?
Pretty much. You're in the round.
Is it a round stage?
Yeah. It's a round stage. It's almost like an octagon, you know? And the new Jumbotron at the United Center is spectacular.
Okay.
All right. So congratulations, John Reinsdorf.
Congratulations, Zenith.
Yes. Whoever put that together. Lovely work. Because it was, everybody says United Center, how does that work? That if you're a comedy fan, you're like, no way, can't be that intimate. It's not nice.
I was just curious.
But they lit it well. Granted, Bill and I were lucky enough to sit in a box for the show.
Nice.
Which was a phenomenal experience.
Yeah, first class.
Yeah, first class. But
First class.
McGann did about 30 minutes.
Nice. Yep.
Killed it, crushed. Crowd went wild for him. Was ready, and then Sebastian Maniscalco came on stage. And Maniscalco, the people watching, at at Sebastian Maniscalco shows is something to be said here. Mm-hmm. It's like he's the second coming of Sinatra. You know, there's greasers everywhere, leather, cologne, smoking. You know, everybody outside is going, you know, I knew this guy back when he was a waiter at the living room in Chambra.
Sure,
and that's true. He was. He brought it up in his set. Everybody was. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was a waiter at that joint.
Right. Anyway, Maniscalco told the audience about his experience working there and did a whole... My favorite bit of the night is he has a new shtick about restaurants because he had worked in them for years. And that he says that his wife doesn't use her menu time appropriately.
Right.
And then he goes into a whole shtick about how his wife wasn't around restaurants, so she'll ask the busboy for something that he has no control.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, can I have some more ranch dressing? you know, or what did he say? I can't remember the bit entirely, but
don't spoil it for those.
His new, he did. I could tell that material was new. Yeah, and I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was fun. And having worked in the service industry, there were a lot of people like that. That's his fan base. A lot of people.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they were all in the audience. And like when he did that bit, everybody in the audience was like, oh, you know, like howling and going, yeah, yeah. You know, he had him in the palm of his hand.
That's great.
At the end of the night, he brought up four of his boys from Chicago that like he still talks to every day. Like his four best friends.
Oh, nice.
He brought him up on stage. He's like, this is a lifelong dream of mine. This is unbelievable. He's like, thanks everybody for coming out. He's like, you got to do me a strong favor. He's like, my four best pals, you know, are here tonight. I talked to them. We've been talking on the phone every day since I started comedy years ago. Some of my friends thought I was nuts, whatever. These guys stuck by me. They're here tonight. Let's give them a warm round. Introduced him, brought him on stage, and then took a picture with the whole crowd like behind him.
Yeah.
You know, like from every angle, the United Center. I felt like it was a special moment. It was a good show, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. Definitely an amazing experience. Definitely would see him again, for sure.
Absolutely. And Pat McGann crushed. That was awesome to watch, man. Awesome to watch. Like, you know,
they flow right into each other.
They have unbelievable. Like, you when you see the whole experience in an arena like that, all of a sudden, you get why Sebastian has handpicked Pat McGann to be, like, his guy to come with them.
That's great.
Well-deserved. A lot of fun.
Let's get him back on and tell him, you know,
I think
what
we got
you feel.
You guys like Showgirls? You got Kyle MacLachlan? I got a script for both of you.
Yeah, right.
You got Johnny Brennan love for Maniscalco.
Yes, I do. Big crush. Yeah, yeah.
We should get those two together.
Johnny Brennan and Sebastian Maniscalco?
Oh, they probably already met.
You never know.
No, probably not.
You never know.
Yeah. I wonder if Maniscalco had. He probably had Jerky Boys.
What if we arranged?
That's your question if you ever meet Sebastian Maniscalco. Hey, you listen to the Jerky Boys before you start doing comedy? Actually,
Jerky Boys
his
fan?
Delivery tells me that he probably was aware of the Jerky Boys.
Yeah, I think so.
You know?
I mean, it's. That's this combining two worlds that are just so powerful.
Appealing to the same. Maniscalco appeals to a much more sophisticated audience, though. That's what
the Facebook audience.
Well, he's yes,
has a very high presence on social media. That is correct.
Yep. Which has changed the world of comedy drastically.
It's changed the world, period.
I lost my train of thought.
Oh, did you? Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Speaking of Facebook, I'm scared of. I had a vision that Zuckerberg is actually not the owner. He's just a pawn, and the real owner is. An operator is the character from Grandma's Boy, JP, who owned the video game.
Yeah, he has metal legs, or he wants metal legs.
Yeah, yeah. He locks himself in that room, sure. Has that giant computer.
Yes.
And he actually runs Facebook and Zuckerberg's just the poster boy.
That's
good.
Could
be something like that. Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
What if Zuckerberg's that guy just laying back in like this weird like Neo chair? You know, like.
Yeah. I think he is.
I think the Wachowski sisters should do the next Facebook movie.
The sisters? Wachowskis.
Yes.
Oh, they're sisters.
Yes.
I did not know this.
Yep. They make good movies, man.
They make good movies.
Yeah. But anyway, that's a cool idea, huh?
Yeah, why not?
Holy Lord. Wonder what Terry Derry would think of that, Clay. Irish Terry Derry stuntman.
Daredevil.
Got to find him. I'm trying to dig through the archives here. I wish our website wasn't so archaic. Working on this, ladies
and gentlemen. You got to plug your mobile.
We're a 501c3, Hibernian Media. Send us a check. We'll get this stuff upgraded. We'll figure it out.
MacBooks for everybody, please.
Yeah. Right. I'm the only guy who has a MacBook. People are like, how come you seem to be sort of navigating the program at certain times? I say, because I got a
computer. I've got the MacBook.
Because I got a computer.
I don't even have a computer. I don't need one.
No,
my life phones. Is that simple. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Well, that was the weekend. Other than the Bears, obviously, destroyed everyone's hearts again.
Yeah, they're toast.
So what's that from?
That guy, Ghostbusters. Guy is toast. His chick is toast.
His chick is toast.
Yeah.
That's the correct line, bro.
They're doing another Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Murray's in it.
Oh, wow.
And it's directed by Jason Reitman, Ivan Reitman's son. There's been a trailer out for it for a little while. I'm kind of excited for that.
Yeah.
Truthfully. Maybe Sebastian Maniscalco will be in it.
Are they doing any Ray Parker Jr. stuff?
I wonder if they're
John Mayer's going to do it.
John Mayer is in the new Ghostbusters.
He's going to do the
who
song.
Are you going to call?
Who are you going to call?
It's like a piano, you know, guitar, long guitar solo.
Yeah. This is the part of the show where these guys try to imitate John Mayer singing the Ghostbusters
theme. I can't. He's that good.
Yeah, I can't do on Mayer.
John Mayer?
It's like soft grunting.
Soft grunting.
John, a little less soft grunting, a little more vocals.
Johnny Dorito's in the booth tonight.
Butch Vig.
Right.
Johnny Dorito. Johnny Dorito, Butch Vig. Anyway, let's get started.
He was at the Maniscalco show, Johnny Dorito.
Dorito was Sebastian Maniscalco's first agent.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hollywood legend, Johnny Dorito.
Does seeing that show make you want to hop back into the stand-up comedy chamber?
You always get the itch, right? Because I like entertaining. I like having my own program here. And
you get the itch because you see it and you're like, I could do this. I don't care.
You can't, though, until you get up there and start doing it.
That's the thing. You have to. You know what? That's the thing.
That's the thing.
It's like racing stock cars.
That's the thing.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Right.
That's the thing. That would be the name of my comedy special.
Right. You got to have a Chicago guy. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Sweet.
The whole crowd, every time you have a punchline, you know why? Everyone goes, that's the thing. Everyone behind him. Everyone He's been nuts. Selling out audiences all over the world with his new comedy special, That's the Thing.
I got a live penguin on the stage with me.
He's got a live penguin. The Houlihan Brothers, Cars.
You guys want to watch the penguin flop around?
Right.
Yeah. It's the thing.
Right. Who sure. wants to see Alderman Burke box Preckwinkle? Oh, who wants it's the thing.
Who wants to see Burke box his penguin?
Cool. Yeah.
It's an emperor penguin.
I just had a vision of Alderman Ed Burke boxing a penguin, and it was the strangest thing I've thought of in quite some time.
Don't bash Burke. He showed up to my grandmother's wake.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah. He doesn't come out of his house a lot anymore.
Dressed to the nines, spectacular always.
He looked like $100 million.
Always does, and he was very giant. It was
very nice of him to show up.
It was, and it was nice to see him there, actually. He was like, hey, how are you? I was like, hey, how's it going? You know?
Enjoy it.
Yeah. That's the thing. But I didn't have... That's the thing! That's the thing!
You should have warned him about the penguin.
Yeah. You know, in your foreseeable future, maybe a penguin fight. If we ever hit it off, become famous, you know, maybe you want to do a penguin fight on stage for our show.
I got this routine. I'll explain it later, but you got to get in shape for this fight. Take the trench coat off. All right? You got to put on gym shorts. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Right. Does anybody say that anymore? I'm going to buy some gym shorts.
I don't think so.
You know, no. There's gym shoes, but gym shorts fell out of fashion somewhere in the
87.
I don't think I've ever said that. Like I'm always like, where are my mesh shorts at?
You're always yelling at someone in a locker room somewhere?
No, where are my mesh shorts at? Okay, where are my mesh shorts at?
I don't even say that. I just say shorts.
You know, but you don't see that advertised. Gym shorts!
You got a box.
Hey, they got gym shorts there. You know? Look at that. Athletic wear.
Yeah, what do they call them now? Just basketball shorts, running shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just shorts.
Joggers.
Hyper flex shorts.
I don't think they call them joggers.
Joggers. Or in Ireland, they call your shoes your joggers.
Wear me joggers.
Yeah.
Well, Caroline, wear me joggers. I'm going on a run.
Yeah, gym shorts. No.
You know who likes to wear gym shorts?
Who's that?
Kyle MacLachlan.
I heard.
He has so many pairs of Umbros, you wouldn't believe.
Umbros were huge.
I used to work with a guy who wore Umbros.
A guy at work today was talking to me about Umbros.
Let me tell you about this guy. I worked at the Board of Trade, and I used to sit at a computer.
Yes.
And the guy used to sit next to me, and you know him well, very well. And he would wear Umbros from time to time.
As like boxers?
No, as shorts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. And then when he would sit down.
Oh, no.
It would just.
The bulgy guy?
You know, like
fall out.
Cinch wrap to his body. Yeah. He was just like, jeez.
He's like wearing a diaper.
It was to the point where we had to tell him that he couldn't wear Umbros anymore. I'm sorry, but you cannot wear those.
Umbros will no longer be allowed.
HR, we need to speak to someone. No Umbros.
We get a no Umbros policy going?
For our listeners, Umbro is a brand.
Soccer
it's a
company.
Soccer athletic apparel company.
80s and 90s.
They made these like nylon shorts called, we just knew them as Umbro shorts.
Yeah, they were soccer shorts, but they were like very thin material. And
they were very 90s. Yeah, they were like, big in the 90s.
Huge in the 90s.
You telling me you didn't have any Umbros?
What, my game hat? My co-ed naked t-shirt? My
That's
Umbros?
That's the thing. You gotta have Umbros.
That's the thing. You gotta have Umbros on if you're fighting a penguin. That way he'll slip off you.
That's the thing.
That's the thing. You gotta protect yourself. Put your Umbros on, put your mouthpiece in, and let's go.
What happened today at school? You didn't wear your Umbros?
You should have Umbro Day at every school in America.
Umbro Day.
Hashtag Umbro.
I can see you wearing Umbros. I can see you.
Yeah, I think I had a pair of Umbros. I went and bought like, you know, here's the thing though. You gotta get them like.
That's the thing!
You gotta get them like three times the size of what you'd normally wear.
Three times? No, because then they're so loose.
Yeah, there's no point. Like, that's it, just it. You like the look of the Umbro, so you're either going to have them wide like a dress or tight like a, you know, a pair of tights.
Tight like a cactus. Tight like a cactus.
Billy's the fashion guy again with his ideas.
But if we could figure out
Billy
a way.
Billy Hilfiger.
Are you wearing a turtleneck, Bill?
No, this is an Under Armour, like, running shirt that...
Oh, it's a hood.
Yeah, it's a
okay,
hood.
Okay, I thought you were wearing I thought you were giving me fashion tips and you were wearing a turtleneck.
Billy Hilfiger.
No, no turtlenecks for this guy.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. That's the thing, you know?
No. Okay.
Are you?
Am I what?
You got a turt on?
Do I have a shirt on?
Under your jacket? Why is it zipped up like that?
Oh, because I was cold. Oh, I have a mock zip on. It's not a turtleneck. But it is kind of zipped
up. It's cold
up right
out
now.
There.
That's the thing, you know? When you get chilly, you want to zip up.
You don't got time for a full zipper.
Never. Never.
Umbros. I did have a pair. I haven't worn them in a long time.
Billy, it is getting cold. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm not liking it.
No one likes it. But you know what? That's where you live. You live in Alaska.
Yeah, apparently we do. Only there's no gold around here.
Otherwise, there's no bears or gold. And the bears we got they stink.
Yeah.
I heard that our police chief, Mr. Johnson.
Eddie Johnson, yes.
He's going to retire.
That's the word.
At the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
Well, he did lose the confidence of the Fraternal Order of Police, I believe.
He did. Plus, this whole DUI thing is weird.
Yeah, who knows what's going on.
How many people do you think got pulled over since then? It's like, Eddie got off. Come on. Come on. I'm fine.
Hey, Clay. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Here's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. I only had 52 beers.
The new mayor won the Chicago election with his slogan, "That's the thing."
That's the thing.
Please welcome Mayor Clayton O'Brien. That's the thing.
How you doing? How you doing?
Listen. Don't hang up. Listen. That's the thing.
My first order of business at the city council meeting, mm-hmm. I'd walk around to everyone and go, I don't. And I wouldn't stop until I was done. And then I'd walk right out the back door. Get into it. 1987.
That's the opening of the show, city council. That's what you just, how you doing? Just walks right out the back door and the music begins. The Perfect Strangers, you know?
No, Night Court.
No, the song that I know you go from rags to riches from Goodfellas. That song begins. I walk out into an alley and Eddie Burke opens the door of a 1987 Lincoln Town Car.
He starts singing. He goes, I know I go from rags to riches.
And I get in.
Who's the driver? Kyle MacLachlan?
Kyle MacLachlan. Directed by Martin Scorsese.
Kyle MacLachlan is driving. He's wearing
Kyle MacLachlan, Sebastian Maniscalco.
There's a pair of Umbros tied to the antenna of the car.
Alderman Ed Burke.
And Mayor Clayton O'Brien.
Mayor-elect
Clayton O'Brien.
Oh, man.
That sounds beautiful, doesn't it?
They were going to make a movie. There haven't been any good Chicago-centric, like, law movies in a long time.
Let's make one.
I'm thinking about, like, I want to make a crazy police movie.
Police, law. Yeah, I know. We wrote one.
I know.
We got rejected.
It's all right. We should tune that up again and get that back out there.
Is that the route you want to go? Or should we take it back a couple decades?
You know what? Anytime a new Scorsese movie comes out or I see, like, you know, a great cop drama, I'm like, man, making cop movies would be great. You know?
And
even if they're, like, neo-noir or violent or, you know, I've always been attracted to that genre. That's why I love Above the Law and Steven Seagal so much, you know?
Sure.
But think about Toscani. That. Who wrote that?
Who wrote Above the Law?
Yeah.
Good question. Directed by Andy Davis.
Never heard of him.
You never heard? Directed The Fugitive. It's from South Shore.
Oh, now I've heard of him.
Chicago man.
Well, I'm sure whoever wrote Above the Law was sitting around one day and looked at his writing partner and said, you know, let's write a cop movie. And they did it, and then Seagal was attached.
No way. Michael Ovitz walked Seagal into a room, and he went, write this. And
Seagal didn't write
Seagal
that.
Seagal went, I'm going to be Nico.
I'm just going to say whatever I want. Hit people with pool balls.
Yeah, man.
Does that sound good to you guys?
Gosh.
Plus, I know karate. You know,
we got to get Steven Seagal on this.
I can act. Plus, I know karate.
Do you think Seagal would allow us to interview him?
Not going anywhere near Seagal.
We'd have to talk about law enforcement, though.
He's so out there now. He's like Gary Busey, whacked.
Well, I wonder if he'd like our program.
Let's get Maniscalco. Let's get Maniscalco.
Mm-hmm.
Busey.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy we've been talking about for 2 minutes?
And John Brennan.
And Johnny Brennan.
Let's pack them all into this 8x10 room we're in.
Things can get weird.
We'll make them stand back here.
Yeah.
You guys got to stand. Don't talk to each other.
Who sings Rags to Riches? Is it Tony Bennett? Do we have it, Mike? Ooh. We got to play it.
Go.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. Tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero, and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Oh my lord.
Wow.
Rags to riches, Clay. Right back into it.
Hey.
This has been kind of the Goodfellas episode, man.
Oh!
Man, you know why? It's because Sebastian Maniscalco is in Scorsese's new movie, plays crazy Joe Gallo in The Irishman.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Someday.
Which is out right now.
How do I look at it?
It's in theaters.
How do I look at it?
What? It's in theaters right now, and it'll be available on Netflix.
watch your elbow.
Watch my elbow. Yeah, my elbow fell when I said Netflix.
Yeah,
right off the table. Right off the table. I had a slip off. Mr. Sarandos of Netflix? Pardon me, I had a slip off.
I'm having time troubles.
What's going on?
I got like 5 clocks in my life, and they're all off a little bit.
By an hour?
By like a couple minutes.
Because we just had the fallback.
I know. So, yeah, everything's changed back. But, like, my kitchen clock is different than my watch. My watch is different than my TV. My TV is different than my phone. My phone's different than my car. So I don't know who to trust.
The universe is trying to tell you something.
And then I ask Google what time it is, and they tell me something different. What's going on? What's going on?
Can't trust the clocks of time.
Can we calibrate?
Yeah.
Please.
This is the beginning of your special in front of the audience.
That's the thing.
That's the thing. I got 5 different clocks in my house. They're all telling me different times.
I got to calibrate. I don't know how.
I got to calibrate. The whole audience goes, oh, calibrate.
The whole thing.
What a great word. See how it rolls off the tongue? Calibrate. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes, oh. But I'm a brim shot. I calibrate.
Hey, stop doing my act.
I want to be your. Who wrote the calibrate bit? No, Coolahan wrote it backstage with me. My writing partner, Kyle McLaughlin.
My grumpy writing partner. He's always got bumper issues.
Yeah.
His name's Bumper.
How'd the candy work out for you guys last week?
Bill, how long you been sitting there thinking about candy?
I'm sick and tired of hearing about calibration. Did you guys get it dip in on any Halloween candy?
That's what Bill says when he quits Lincoln Tech.
Right.
He stands up and says, I'm sick and tired of hearing about calibration. I'm out of here.
Where can I get a box of sweet tarts?
He starts unwrapping a Starburst and he walks out.
I would.
And then Rags the Riches starts.
Yeah, bum, 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 bum. I always knew I'd be a candy man.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Billy's candy there. Oh, new candy man.
You
I bring it up.
I did good. I ate my kids' candy, most of it, yeah. I did real good, actually.
They're making a new Candy Man movie.
Oh, really?
They're remaking it. They've already shot it. They shot it here in Chicago.
Who's in it? Bill Cosby?
That would be nuts. Candyman 2 starring Bill Cosby. Gosh.
He's in the clink, isn't he?
That's the thing, Clay. That's the thing.
Can't make it with him.
No, I don't know who's in this one.
OJ?
I'll look it up
probably
later.
Probably is a sequel to Candyman 2. Or to Candyman, I mean.
There was like a different, like kind of a C or D version, you know. Like
who was the girl in
Fantasy
that?
Of Flesh, Candyman 6 or something.
Who was the woman actress in
We've
that?
Talked
was
about
Virginia
Candyman
Madsen from Chicago.
From, yeah, right, sure.
From right here on the south side.
We're not on the south side.
No, we're on the north side.
Candyman was scary when I was younger.
Yeah,
I
mean, bees or something about
yeah,
bees.
Yeah, Candyman.
It was scary because you would drive by, you know. Cabrini and see the location.
Yeah,
like, that
that's
little
where Candy Brand was.
Like, you know, that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
God!
Yeah. Anyways, I've dipped into some of Maddox. 45-pound bag of candy this could have. 45 pounds.
You weighed it?
Yeah, I got apparently married said they
weighed
it.
45 pounds of candy.
I'm not
Come
kidding.
On, man.
I'm not kidding.
Do you have
you
a,
guys,
do you have a candy scale?
Picture a gigantic pillow.
Yes, they do, Clay. They have a candy scale in the house.
I'm going to show you this bag of candy. I mean,
it has a golden candy scale.
Let's see how you did. Put it on the golden candy scale.
And Rags the Riches starts playing.
Right. This is one of the greatest Halloweens you've ever had. Bum, 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 bum.
That's right.
Yeah, look at that. Wow.
Let me see. Bill's holding up a picture of a garbage
bag. It was about, like, about 40 pounds. I mean, like, it's insane.
So have
you guys been just
tons of full sizes?
Yeah, a lot of full size handouts.
Lots.
That's a new thing.
We never got that.
That's aggressive.
He had like we counted them because we sorted it out together. I think he had like 8 Hershey full sizes, like 7 or 8.
Look at Billy's legs shaking when he's talking about the
Snickers.
He's nervous. Candy makes him nervous. He gets very excited.
Candy makes him nervous.
The problem with the best part about the full sizes is on the small sizes. They get smashed. They get smashed around in the bags and like the, you know, wherever
around?
People are carrying them in.
Hey, Bill.
I opened up a Kit Kat the other day and it was like smashed into like 4 other pieces.
Oh.
And then same thing on the Nestle's Crunch. And this is after I put them in the refrigerator, kind of hardened them up a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
And they were still cracked to pieces.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it didn't have the same flavor or texture.
You should
have
mended them
for.
With a blowtorch and welded them.
My favorite candy this year was the Chewy Sweet Tart, which I was not aware existed.
Oh, okay.
They're lovely. They're terrible for your teeth, but they were delicious.
Yeah, I had all the standards.
I had a couple at my desk today, some Chewy Sweet Tarts. That's kind of an odd thing, making a business call, eating Chewy Sweet Tarts.
Yeah, that's probably not smart.
Happens a lot.
Does it? I think so. When Zuckerberg made his first deal, he was eating Chewy Sweet Tarts.
Yeah.
Well, you have to remember that people, like, you know, except for us, scumbags are smoking cigarettes still, but there are a lot of people that don't smoke.
And they chew
chewy
sweet
tarts. And, you
know,
they might be, you know, at work, like, I'm going to have some sweet tarts right now while I think about this next decision.
Go outside, pop some sweet tarts.
Sure, why not? Skittles, sweethearts? Are there sweethearts?
That's Valentine's Day, Bill. You're getting your candy holidays mixed up.
Coming up.
Every day it's candy holidays.
Senile in your candy age.
Getting there. Sorry about that.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what you should do is go and over to Bernie Callahan's and knock on their door and see if they have any candy.
Any sweethearts
They have plenty of tasty drinks.
right.
Barney Callahan's Irish Pub is at 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar.
Hey.
There's always something going on there. And tell them the Hoolies sent you.
Tell them Kyle MacLachlan sent you.
Yes. Hey, is there, what time is Showgirls on? The Hoolies sent me. I understand that you show this film on a loop here.
I said Kyle MacLachlan would be signing menus. Sure.
Irish. Kyle MacLachlan. He'll be signing what?
Menus.
Menus. Umbros.
That's right.
And then after that, MacLachlan will head over to the other side of town to the Midway neighborhood. Well, he'll visit Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub.
Right before his flight.
Yeah, right before he flies back to Steven Seagal's compound.
Sure.
Right before he does that, he goes and sees Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Pub. You can visit them at 6462 South Central. I can't help it. I love this bit.
Yep.
But go see Mike and Don Courtney and go to the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub. It's at 6462 South Central Avenue. It's one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area.
Yeah.
Tell them, and once again, tell them the Hoolies sent you. And
that's right.
And that they laughed all the way through the bit because they're out of love.
Yep. Hey, Sunday, December 15th.
Yeah.
It's our second annual Hibernian Hooligan Ball, man.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So those of you people that listen to this program.
Those of you people.
You know.
That's the thing.
Hopefully you all do out there. We love you.
We do love you.
And the people that listen to, obviously, Hibernian Radio with my dad. And then everybody that's been to the Irish American Movie Hoolies or supports that or, you know, the our Irish pub, all that stuff that we produce through Hibernian Media.
Hey.
Come out and see us at McGaffer's Saloon in Forest Park at 7737 West Roosevelt Road on Sunday, December 15th at from 3 till 7.
Sure.
So you got the Bears pack on at noon.
Blowout.
Yep.
So you can watch that or, you know, you could, you know, who at this point, it's probably the Bears are going to get their butt kicked. But the season will probably be.
Suggested donation is $100.
Sure.
But if you don't have it, pay what you got, what you can afford. Come in, party with us.
Have
we got free food.
There'll be plenty of, you know, live music.
Pat Malone, who owns McGaffer's, donated the food.
Nice.
A lot of live music, a lot of live football, and us.
Live football?
Yeah. We're going to play a little touch.
We got some high school teams are going to play a couple.
Mount Carmel High School is playing at the Hibernian Ball in the alley.
They're going to run some plays for you.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, you know, that's the kind of power I got. I can make these things happen.
We're going to do a whiskey raffle, too. So we'll be raffling off some Paddy's Irish Whiskey for some of the people coming in there. So you'll have a good chance of going in there and maybe winning yourself a bottle, maybe a bottle or two of whiskey.
Very nice.
But yeah, come on by. It's this is our first year doing it at McGaffer's. It's going to be more of an intimate setting than where it was last year. Mm. We're looking forward to it. Come on
intimate,
by.
Intimate setting. Great time.
Calibrate.
Calibrate your engine and get over to the Hooligan Ball at McGaffer's.
That's right.
Do it. What was I going? I just had something important.
Don't. You growing a mullet?
I gotta get a haircut bad. Haven't found the time.
Get a little James Woods ponytail.
Little rat tail?
Yeah, a little ponytail.
Balding guy with a little rat tail?
Oh, it's awesome.
That's interesting if that would help my sales career. Something to ponder.
When was the last time you got a haircut? By looking at you, I'm going to say 3.5-4 months.
About three.
Going for the super comb-over. The super duper comb-over.
I should. Just make it part of my shtick. That's the thing.
You know, like, what was that coach's name? Real grumpy looking.
Gene Cady.
Yes.
Yeah, for all Purdue.
Get the Gene Cady going.
I can do the Gene Cady.
Exactly what I was talking about. Thanks, Billy.
Yeah, he had a hell of a comb-over, Gene Cady.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Hell of a coach.
Comb-overs and coaches next week.
Bill's new book. Yeah.
Coaching and comb overs.
Bill's new book at Crown Books next week.
Yeah. I'm Jamie.
I'll be giving
away free sweet tarts. Chewy sweet tarts.
I think Crown Books was the first place I saw an NC-17 magazine.
I'm sure it was.
Sneaking it.
You had a nice afternoon that day.
Anybody want to go to Crown Books? guys, want to get a milkshake and go to Crown Books?
I heard the new Hustlers are in Crown Books.
He didn't have those. They had like. Easy Rider was an NC-17 magazine.
Okay, fine.
It was like a motorcycle enthusiast magazine, except they had like all these biker chicks with tattoos with their tops off.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what is this?
I can't believe this. I've never seen such things.
This looks dangerous.
And then my eyeballs were fried on it, and I became like
And then you faded back into the river forest.
Then you ran into the Baskin Robbins on North Avenue that was next door to it.
Then you went to Peaches and bought an REM CD.
Sorry, I guess you had to live in River Forest or Elmwood Park to get those jokes.
All those stores were in that mini mall.
Yeah. North and Harlem.
You guys pull back and go, oh, you guys would have to understand that joke. You'd have to know the places we're talking about.
That's
I'm
fine.
Sitting in the presence of it, and I'm not sure I understand.
Whoa, stop speaking so fast.
You guys took me on a journey without while I sat here.
Crown Books was next to Peaches, which was next to 31 Flavors.
Correct.
On the in the strip mall of North Avenue in Harlem.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but I was talking about seeing an Easy Rider magazine.
In that Crown Books. Of course. I'm sure that's where it was.
Listen, it's okay.
Where a lot of juvenile activity.
That's the thing, I guess.
Oh,
that's the thing. That's the shtick tonight.
Oh, you're classing up.
And then you had the Gossage Grill down the block.
That's the thing, Bill.
Yep. And then you had Grandma Sally's, where you want to get some cigarettes out of the machine.
Go all the way out to Wheaton.
Yeah. You're right. I need a haircut, and I don't have the time.
Do something funky.
And now is the time to just go nuts.
Get funky.
With it. Like, hey, you like the hair? Getting funky. Get that SOW I sent you? Thank you.
Yeah, do something crazy. I don't know what.
Maybe it makes me more techie to be bald and have like long stringy hair. Or does it just make me look like a fool?
I don't know.
Do whatever you want with your do whatever you want with your scalp.
One of my favorite words, you fool.
You fool.
Yeah. Nobody uses that anymore.
No.
You never see a guy walking around, hey, you fool.
No.
Quit fooling.
You fool. So you see someone vaping? Put
You're
that away,
fool.
You fool! You'll die! The principal at Taft High School.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having visions.
Apparently you are. Well, what would be a good song to end this show tonight?
I think since I have, because of my clock issues,
yeah,
you play Time by the Chambers Brothers. Possibly.
Ooh. Well,
I thought you were going to say Cher if I could turn back time.
You could do that, or you could do Time by Pink Floyd if you want to get creepy.
Do we have Cher turn back time?
I don't want to hear Cher.
Yeah, remember that video? Because we were talking about NC-17 stuff. Cher had like the nylons on with just that one strip.
She did.
That was kind of racy, you know, and she was on the
cruise ship. She was like 45 years old.
And her kid was playing guitar, the Allman that she had with, was Greg Allman maybe?
Do we have it? Oh, there it is.
If I could turn, didn't they play, this is so cheesy, in our state championship football highlight video that we all received in high school, I think Turn Back Time was one of the, like, the songs.
That's I think it probably was.
Man.
Well, and Carmel's undefeated going into the second round of state playoffs.
They are. They're crushing it. So, go Caravan.
Turning back time.
Turning back time. Now that this is the moment I get into my football, you know.
Pose.
Al Bundy moments, you know. Anyway, if you've enjoyed the last hour of the program, you can find archived episodes of this show if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can search for us at iTunes at Hooli's Hooli Show and find us there.
Yeah.
Yep.
This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn in Illinois, and Carol N. Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. Yep. Thank you.
We'll see you
have
next week.
Have a great week.
Yeah.
Have a rated G week, you know what I mean?
Yeah, keep it real.
Keep it safe.
That's the thing.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound.